Okay, we are on. We are on the two dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines to the bottom. 8B. What is question 10, Baruch Hashem?
What does possesses the rights to mean?
Okay, fine. I got it. Okay. Nothing. I wrote this. I just don't have to remember how far I wrote the test to us. Well, that was the question. The reason I asked is I wanted to know where I finished the test as far as the Gemara is concerned. Okay. Mubaras Mashivada Ubra. Bekama Hakaras Uber. Chesam and Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines in the bottom, beginning of the line. Mubaras Mashivada Ubra. Mubaras is considered a Musalek is Damim. As we did this yesterday, I'm repeating, when it becomes recognizable. At what point? 3 months into the pregnancy. We have been saying, Ryan Ladover, there's no proof. Zeichel Ladover, there's a hint. Right? It was at the end of 3 months. I know Rashi and Chumash doesn't translate it that way, but that's what the Gemara darshens. In fact, the Gemara Zeichel Ladover, crux it, Farai Gedoli, it's a proof. What do you mean it's a hint? The Gemara from Nikah the Yod and the Tzad, because the Yod and the Shiva. From the Pasuk, you would say it happened to be 3 months there because some women give birth long; they have a longer pregnancy than others, and maybe it's different. So it's a zecher that it's always 3 months. Now, I just want to let me just finish Rashi. The Yod and the Zayin, Shem and Nikah Ubra L'Shlish Yameha, the Ayin Ushnei Chodashim B'Chodshlish, 2 and 1/3 months. Kamash Malan, does Linam Basar Raiv Noshim, an interesting chat in Rashi. Had we known it's a 7-month pregnancy, we would consider it Hukah Ubra earlier. But since we never know, we assume that it's a 9-month pregnancy, and therefore the woman is not considered Musalek as Dhamim until 3 months. So obviously, Uber Hukah Ubra is not a physical thing. Because if it were a physical thing, what are we asking when it happens? Depends on the woman. Is it Hukah Ubra or not? Do people recognize her as pregnant or not? Why does the Gemara ask, how much is Hukah Ubra? What do you mean, how much is Hukah Ubra? It's a physical fact. Take a look. Terence says we don't judge by looks. Some women looked pregnant earlier, some looked pregnant earlier. That's not Hukah Ubra and Halacha. Hukah Ubra and Halacha is a third of the pregnancy. And since we don't know, we don't consider it halachically Hukah Ubra till after 3 months. Yes?
Never remember which
Shifa's
which, but one of them was so young and thin that she didn't show up.
Zilpah. That was Zilpah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, that's how Rashi learns. The Yod and the Zayin. He says, Shem and Nikah Ubra L'Shlish Yemeah, D'Hayinu Shnei Chodashim L'Shlish. Maybe it's recognizable 2 and 1/3 month. Kamash Malan, the mission is teaching me, there's Lina Basar Raiv Nashim, you go by the majority, who have 9-month pregnancies. I'm going to say something, and I don't want it to become a major discussion. I just want to say it. In those days, in Shnishtan HaTeva, that's what the Chazayinit says, that's what others say, so that's the way it is. An 8th-month pregnancy couldn't live. Gemara says in Shabbos, an 8th-month pregnancy could not live. A woman who gave birth at 8 months, the Gemara is clear that's, I don't know if it's say impossible, but close to impossible for the baby to survive. That means they had no way of treating preemies the way they do Baruch Hashem today. That could be not Nishtar Nateva. That could be because the Rabbi Nishtam allowed the development of medicine to take care of that problem. But what is Nishtar Nateva is that the 7th-month baby did survive. So why could the 7th-month baby survive and the 8th-month baby not survive? Today, medicine will tell you that the longer the baby is in utero, the more chance of survival it has. That's how the Welt assumes now medicine. In those days, 8th-month babies could not survive, and 7th-month babies could survive. So the answer is that in those days, there were 2-track pregnancies. There was the woman that was able to be pregnant for 7 months. That's how the Rabbinic Shalom did it. That this baby developed in 7 months like a 9-month baby. And there were women that had to wait 9 months for that development. And preemies didn't live. That's what was in those days. It changed. Like they said it changed. It's not true anymore. What? It has to be that way. Doesn't make sense any other way. Because how can a 7-month baby survive and an 8-month baby not survive? Again, today they'll tell you the longer you can give a woman, keep a woman from giving birth. I understand. I'm not arguing with you. We're not arguing. Don't take my advice. This is a woman that was assumed pregnant, okay? Meaning she was pregnant. Assumed pregnant. You're going to see in a minute why I say that. But Rasa Dam, and then she saw blood, and a Muberes is Dayashaita. We don't go back 24 hours.
She was presumed pregnant because she stopped having a period?
No, she was presumed pregnant because it's 3 months after she went 3 months, right? Even without having a period. It was Hooker Obra. It reached the stage of pregnancy that we say is his hooker ubra, which is 3 months. Not 3 months without a period. Not a comma holds you don't have to go 3 months without a period. As long as she's pregnant. Now, they assumed she was pregnant. I guess she shows physical signs of pregnancy, and it's been 3 months since that started. Again, how they know it's 3 months, I don't know. But Rasadam, and she took blood, and at that point the rabbi said, you don't have to go back 24 hours because you are pregnant. However, she miscarried an air sac or something that's not viable, a non-viable kind of this birth. We don't, Gemara in the third pairing will deal with what we call it birth, but I'll call it birth for argument's sake, for explaining sake. Now we know she wasn't pregnant. Air sac is not pregnancy. So now is she coming 24 hours before the period? Now that we find out that her looking pregnant and acting pregnant was a mistake. There was no child in there. There was an air sac that never developed or something else that had no form of humanity that caused her to have all the symptoms of pregnancy for 3 months. We passed into his hooker obra, and now we know now there was a mistake. Dr. Gemara, harihi b'chaskas of the Dayashaita. That's enough in Halakha, that they did not make the 24 hours for her. Avapi, Shane Bayan, Ludover, even though we have no proof, Zeichel Ludover. And this is very interesting because it's a rabbinic thing called 24 hours. We really don't have to prove that that's how Rabbana made it. But the answer is they're trying to prove that we consider an air sac pregnancy. And therefore, it's the halachas of pregnancy will apply. Now, it happens to be a rabbinic halacha we're dealing with here. We don't need a biblical proof. But if we can bring a biblical proof that the Torah considers air sac pregnancy, it makes it easier to understand why the Rabbana would proceed the same way. What's the proof? Shenemar, Hari Chalnu, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, Tamar Yoladnu Ruach. What? Chalinu? Cholinu? Can't hear you.
Cholinu.
It's Ches. It's Lamed. What is your right? Race.
Harinu Chalnu.
Oh. Harinu Chalnu Tumayaladnu. It means they were sick. I don't know what Harinu means. Harinu, right. We became pregnant. We became sick. Tumayaladnu Ruach. And we gave birth to an air sac. And the Torah calls it a pregnancy. The Navi's trying to say that Klal Yisrael didn't produce. It's like they became pregnant and then had an air sac. That's not a baby. But it's called harinu. The Torah calls it a pregnancy. That's what we're proving. My Jacob Ledover. Harayin Daily. It's a raya. Why don't we say it's a hint? The Gemara teaches if I grew up as Chayim, it's not really talking about pregnancy. It's talking about males and saying that they behaved as if they became pregnant and gave birth to an ersatz, meaning they didn't produce. So we can't bring a riot of woman's pregnancies from the fact that the Torah is talking about males. It's like they became pregnant. It's an analogy. The Klal Yisrael didn't produce. It's talking about men. The Klal Yisrael in Navi saying that the Klal Yisrael didn't produce like pregnancies that gave birth to everyone. Dr. Ashi. Zechel Ludover. I'm sorry, Daya Shaita. What do you mean in the Igloi Milsalim Afreya? We don't say it reveals retroactively that Rav HaRoyin knew it was not a pregnancy. V'nit mutaret demeshle sharia, and therefore we go back 24 hours before her period. Zechel Ludover, the Royan, Ruach Shmei HaRoyin. It's called pregnancy. How does he explain the Zechar Mitzvah? What does he say? Okay. Frakti Gemara Mini. I have a contradiction. Tashas Yisnayim. We mentioned this at the beginning of the week, that a woman who sees blood in labor pains is not a Zava. If she sees blood without labor pains, or with labor pains that stops, that means it wasn't labor pains, she becomes a Zava. We had that at the beginning of the week. Tashas Yisnayim. She had 2 days of labor pains. Ulishlishi Kepila Ruach and Kol Darishayna Shukayama. And the third day, she gave birth to an air sac or something not viable, not human. Harizu Yeladis B'Zayv. It's called Yeladis B'Zayv. It's not called labor pains. We don't recognize it halakhically, this is biblical, as labor pains, but as 3 days of blood, and therefore she is a Zava. 3 days, which is the days of non-nidus, is a Zava. That's why it says a Remini. And if you're telling me that air sacs are a leda, so then why in the world is it not labor pain? Amara Papi, you're right. It isn't a leda. We retract. Remember, the 24-hour thing is rabbinic kumrah. They didn't make it when there's an air sac. But it's not biblically considered a birth. Rashi, kashas yishnei yamim. Now, this is the, you have to understand, whenever we talk about Zivus, that means she had a Nidus right beforehand. The 7 days passed. Nida only had to keep 7 days, not seven clean days. And then she's in the 11 days that she can't become a Nida. And she went into labor, and she had labor pains for 2 days. And on the third day, she also saw. And she had a air sac. She never stopped the pain, meaning this was a labor pain that continued till birth. It's only 7 clean days and a carbon. It's not a baby. So it's not labor. Labor is when there's a baby. There's no baby, there's not labor. She didn't stop in the middle, like we said at the beginning of the week, if she stops in the middle, then it's not labor pain. Isn't it coming because of the baby? During the 11 days, if she has labor pains, the Torah does not consider her as of the parent of the Kusim in the fourth parent. So we have a contradiction. We considered it a birth, and now we see that it's not considered a birth. Amar a puppy in Vaday de lav lady, it's not a birth. Avalinya daya shaita for the 24-hour chumrah. That we say you don't have to have it. Chashiv lad, the meshle is rabbanon. Because we're dealing with the rabbinic halach. Rapapa amar, Rapapa says no. The reason of not going back 24 hours is why? Because why is the muberes musulekas damim? Is the fact that Muberes, at a certain point, is considered a woman who has no periods. So the Gemara is going to say an interpretation. Because her body reacts to her carrying something by shutting down the periods. And therefore, that's not affected by whether it's a birth or not, whether it's a baby or an air sac. The process that shuts down the periods for a baby shuts down the period by an air sac as well. So therefore, she doesn't need 24 hours. Not because it's rabbinic. Even if it were biblical, it's not. But even if it were biblical, when it comes to 24 hours, it's because she is prone to periods. And Muberes is not prone to periods because of whatever happens to her body because of pregnancy. That same thing happens to her body with air sacs. Rabba Amar, Midi Hutaima, why is a Muberes considered Musulekas Damim, not one who sees periods? In the Raisha Kavan Allah, so her head becomes heavier. I don't know what that means in medical terms. And her limbs aren't functioning the same. The pregnancy affects her. And therefore, even with an air sac, it works. So therefore, when it comes to the 24-hour period, why should I be machmer? She was a mesolekas dumbim. Rashi. Even though it's not a baby, the time of the muberes daishaita. Why by muberes don't I go back 24 hours? Her head and limbs are, quote-unquote, heavier. I don't know how he translated them heavier. It's like an illness, a weakness. That's why her blood is removed. The physical effect is the same. And therefore, when it comes to Shaila, does she have periods or not? The answer is no. And therefore, there's no reason for Daishaita. Because she's a Musulak Azamah. So don't call it pregnancy. Call it another thing, but it has the same physical effect. So there's no reason to go back 24 hours. We're answering in a minute. It's not a baby as far as Zivus is concerned, but it's a baby. We got the Daishaita. For one of two reasons. Either because Daishaita is rabbinic, or because it has the same physical effect. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following shaila for Rabbi Zera. Rasa, she saw a period. And then, within, I'll make this up, very shortly afterwards, she reached the stage of Hukarubra. I mean, she saw during the first 3 months, but right at the end of the first 3 months, now she became Hokarobra. Now, what does that tell me? Do we say that it's close? Now, I don't know what close is. How does he say close? Rashi says, Samach L'riyasa Miyad. Immediately. So I don't know what Rashi means by immediately. 12 hours? A day? Whatever it is, she's now Hokarobra. But the period happened when she wasn't Hokarobra. So now, what's with this?
Not meaning after the 3 months, or meaning before the 3 months?
She saw before the 3 months, but the 3 months came right afterwards. Now, it said, what right means, I don't know. My guess is very close, but I don't know how close. I don't know if Art's goal enlightens us on that.
On the day, she completes
the 3 months. On the day, okay. Now, the question is, do we go back 24 hours or not? If technically she was not at 3 months, but she's very close. So, kiven de beidna, mau, kiven de beidna de chazoi, at the time she saw her period, lo yokorobro, it was not 3 months, but time goes back 24 hours. Adoma kiven de samach lo chazoi, it was right close to it, lo yokorobro. Amalei, so we answered again, what's the reason for the 3 months? Because what happens to her body at 3 months causes no periods. This was before 3 months. So therefore, she has no can't say that it wasn't, I'm a slankas dumb. She was not a slankas dumb at that point. So it's a real period that's expected, could be expected, and therefore goes back 24 hours. Midi Utaima, why is a pregnant woman considered no 24 hours? The right to covet Allah, they were activated in Allah. Her head and her limbs are heavier. Her period happened before. Therefore, the reason doesn't apply.
It happened after 3 months?
After 3 months. Now, you want to say it's a build-up? I have no problem with that. But every build-up in halacha has a shear. 40 saw is a mikvah. 39.99 is not. It's what it is. Revius is Kiddush. Revius minus is The drop? You can't use such anything.
The blood came the moment before the three of them.
I don't know. I said I don't know how close.
It's not the same, but it's not after the three of them.
It's before. Okay. Right before. Exactly.
The belt has a thing. Either you're pregnant or not. It's not so far.
No, you are pregnant. That's not true. Pregnant and the halakhas that are negaya pregnancy have two different halakhas.
For this,
that doesn't mean she's not pregnant.
There's a difference between being pregnant and being
defectively pregnant. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Zuck Rashi, no Rashi. Zuck Gemara Vayitra. Okay. To introduce the next Gemara, I want to introduce an introduction. A woman that has a vest kavua. That's what we're dealing with. We're not going to be dealing now with a vest she'ena kavua. A woman that has a vest kavua. Now comes the day of the vest. She's obligated to check herself to see that she's not starting a period.
Day.
What?
Night or day?
The day of her vest. In those days, it was either day or night. The time that she sees the period. Vest kavua means at day or at night, whatever her vest kavua is. She's obligated to check herself during that time. How many times and what she has to do, all coming up later on. At this point, she has to check herself. If she doesn't check herself during that time, what's the halacha? She missed it. She forgot. She has a vest kavua. She didn't check herself on that day that she was expecting a vest. And she sees nothing now. She doesn't have a period. But she went through that time without a check. So it's a machloikas. Whether vestas is a deraisa or vestas is a drabanan. Is that assumption that because she's seen three times on hay of the month by day, therefore you can assume that hay of the month she will see, is that a biblical assumption or a rabbinic assumption? It's a machloikas. Or vestas deraisa or vestas drabanan. That which we say, that a woman that has a vest kavua has to check herself on that day, is it because there's a biblical fear that since this woman has developed the vest, we now biblically say she's probably going to see blood that day because that's how her body works? Or is it only rabbinic chumrah? Biblically, we don't say it's going to happen. What the reason for Vestas deraisa, Vestas drabanan, we will leave to when we get to that sugya. We're just borrowing it here.
This is always a calendar day?
Vest can be a calendar day or a slug a day. We went through this with you last time. Whatever her vest, I just can't talk about all Vestas. It's like 10 Vestas. So I'm going to talk about all 10 Vestas. I go out of my mind. So therefore, I picked one.
When the Gemara says that you can choose either way, right?
Again, I could have explained it either way. There's more ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know of two.
Right.
There's another, at least five. So if I'm going to have to explain every type of vest,
no idea.
That's what I'm trying to say. And we went through this, by the way, the same question, the same answer last time. It's right. I don't mind. Again, when I say vest, I'm picking one way of vest. It's just easier to discuss when I'm talking about one way than to go back and forth all different ways. Fine. So I picked the month vest. That's what I picked. Shach says, a vest ha-chodesh. Shach says, how can it work? The bezin decides when Rosh Chodesh is. She has a vest for hay. The bezin decides it's an extra month of the calendar. And they didn't decide, like we have printed in Rosh Hashanah. They decided right away, are we going to make this month? Are we going to make it Rosh Chodesh today? Are we not going to make it Rosh Chodesh today? And this woman has a vest on hay. I mean, if Bezin decided that today is Aleph, she'll have the vest 4 days from now. If Bezin decided that today is Lamed, she'll have the vest 5 days from now.
That's
why, yeah. So that's halacha, that's the chiddush.
That's halacha.
The answer is, Dr. Shach, because Bezin controls the world. The Pesach controls the world. And he brings a raya from Yerushalmi. Mikhail Geimer Alai, he's up to Yerushalmi. That at 3 years old, a woman's hymen does not grow back. Before 3 years old, a woman's hymen grows back. Here's a woman that her birthday, and again, I'm going to pick hay because that's my favorite day. It's not my birthday. Hay, other, right? And she became three and hay, other. And she had a relationship on Zion, other. Her hymen doesn't grow back. Basin decides to make a second udder. And her birthday had been on her udder base. So now she's not three. Dr. Yishami will go back. By Basin deciding there's an extra udder, that all of a sudden, the hymen that didn't grow back will grow back. That's the power of Basin. So the Shach learns that's shot in Vesta Chaydish. Vesta Chaydish means if Basin decides it's his hay, that's what she's going to see. Okay, but I'm not getting involved in that. Now we have a Gemara to do. Okay. Now, if you hold Vesta's the right, so listen to this because this is very important. That if the woman missed doing the Bedika, she has to assume she's a Nida. She might have seen a drop of blood. This is the time she sees. She didn't check herself. And the Derisa says, this is when she's going to see. So how do you know she didn't see?
In the last 20 months when she saw, she had a period.
Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is one drop is enough to make you a period. She puts up
for one day.
No. It's during the days of Midas at 7 days. It's not Zava.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I'm wrong.
If you hold Vesta's Rabbanon, all she has to do now is check herself afterwards, and if she's okay, we say she's fine. So Vesta's Derisa is very strict. It says, check yourself on the time of the vest. This is only Vest Kavua. Check yourself on the time of the vest, and if you didn't, assume you're Anita.
Harry Pocket.
We pass the Vesta's Rabbanon, but that's not the point here now. She had a 92-day vest. I just made that up. She saw blood every 92 days. She's pregnant. She didn't check on day 92. Past 3 months. I made sure that the vest was over 3 months. She didn't check herself. Now, she didn't check herself. She missed the check. And the old vest is the Raisa. But she's Mesulekas Damim. Does Mesulekas Damim say that even if Vestas is the Raisa, you don't have to worry about it? That's the Shaila. A regular woman who's not Mesulekas Damim, if she missed the Bedika, assumes she's an Eid. Vestas the Raisa. That's where we're going with that Mandiyama. But this woman is pregnant. And we say pregnant, those are the periods. So, does that affect Vesta's Derisa or not? That's the Shia of the Gemara. Let's give the Gemara a chance. No questions, yes. I mean, what can you ask already? That's for the 24 hours. That has nothing to do with whether she made a Bedika or not.
No, but she's a Muslim. Dayashaita from now.
Dayashaita means if she sees a period, you don't go back 24 hours. That's all it means.
So what's the chashash here? What are we concerned with?
There's a derisa of the chashash that she sees every 92 days. Biblical worry. So that's why we're learning Gemara. You know, it's amazing how the Gemara takes care of all these problems. Boimine. Ahu Saba Merabi Eichner. Higia Eis Vesta Bimei Abura. Veloi Batka. Mahu. Now Zakti Gemara. Kami Boili Eliba de Mandama Vesta de Raisa. This is only a question if you learn it's a biblical thing. My, given the Vesta de Raisa by Bedika, she had to do a Bedika. And if she didn't, she's Kame. Idilma, given the demand Musulakin, the bottom line is she's now at a stage that her blood is removed. So why buy a Bedika? She doesn't have to worry about it.
I mean, she's pregnant. After 3 months.
It's after 3 months. Hokarubra. Rashi. Zank Rashi, Vestas Deraisa. Aisa Bedika. Tzrichul Isha Lehibadek. That we required a woman to check. Bishas Vesta. Dvar Tairahu. It's biblical. Halacha l'moshe misinai, the Irak bismanayba, that the period comes in the time. Bimbo yoim vesta v'loy batka, machzakina lo tmeya. If the day of the vest comes and he didn't check, we assume she's an Ida. L'kamam b'perik hayad. This is a discussion in the second perik. What if she missed it, but she's pregnant? Vesta's deraisa says if you missed your bedikah, you're tamei. But she's pregnant. Zakti Gemara Amaloi Tinisua. To Beferisha, I don't know if it's a Mishnah or a Braisa. Mishnah. Ramei Reimer, im haisa b'machbe, v'giyah shaz Vesta. If a woman is hiding because there's a danger, there's a traumatic danger going on. Well, not really traumatic. She is in a danger. There's a siege of the city. There's robbers roaming. And this woman hides in a basement in a cave somewhere.
Bomb shelter.
Bomb shelter. Because fear takes away her period. And she doesn't have to worry that she saw a period that day.
That's a great proof.
Well, we haven't proven anything yet. Again, we love to give the Gemara a chance. Time of the Ikecharada.
She's not sure if she's pregnant.
Again, this is not a pregnant lady. Nobody said a word about pregnant. Can we? I hate to do this, but nobody is giving the Gemara a chance to explain itself. A regular woman, not pregnant at all. Her husband's been gone for 5 years. She's hiding in a cave because they're bombing or because terrorists are running around. And her day of rest comes and she didn't check herself. And if you hold Vesta's Zeraisa, she becomes a Nida usually. But in this case, we say, the fear takes away the blood. Nothing to do with pregnancy. And the Dik is, Taima Dik Harada. Notice that Meir only said we don't have to worry about it because there's fear. Unlike Harada, had it been a regular woman without fear, Vigia Vesta Vlebatka Tamea. It's clear for Meir that he holds Vesta's Zeraisa. Because if Vesta's Vlebatan, who cares if she had fear or not? She didn't check. Check now. But since he's saying it's only because of fear, that means that had it been regular circumstance, we would say she is a Nida. Alma Vesta Zeraisa. All we're proving for Rameyer is that he's of the opinion that this is a biblical fear. B'kivin de'ike harada, the man was luck. But the fear takes away her blood. V'loibay b'dika. Okay, now the man was luck. V'loibay b'dika. You see, the things that change the woman's body take away the need of a bedikah. The raya is, fear, Rameyer says, takes away the need of a bedikah. Now, Rameyer holds it. You always say Rameyer holds Vesta's Rabbanon, but you can't. Because Rameyer only allows this woman a pass because she was in fear. Had she not been in fear, he would have said she's Tame. Yes, Rameyer says, if she's in a cave, she's tar. What an example. You want to tell a woman that if you don't check your tar, you pick an example of a woman in a cave. Why don't you pick an example of a woman in a kitchen? Of all examples to pick to prove the old Vesta's Rabbanon, you pick an example that she's petrified hiding in a cave. The answer is, Rameyer is telling me that the fear takes away the blood and there's no need for a bedikah, and we don't have to worry about the vest. So you see that the physical change caused by fear takes away the need of a bedikah. Therefore, the Gemara says that the fear, that the change of body by pregnancy is no different than fear. That's what the Gemara is saying. And therefore, it's a raya that she doesn't need bedikah. What difference does it make if it's an external or internal?
I'm thinking you have to
recline. Exactly. That's what he's saying. Now, first we want to prove that Rameyer holds Vesta's Zeraisa. Because if we held Vesta's Rabbanon, we're talking Vesta's Zeraisa, and he's bringing a Raya Vesta's Rabbanon.
What's the proof that Zeraisa, because...
He said only because of fear. As I started off and I said, if you hold Vesta's Rabbanon, and the woman didn't check herself in the day of the vest, check now. And that's good enough. Again, if you hold Vesta's Rabbanon, that means biblically you have no fear. Now, halacha is, check now. If you hold biblical, then you can't check now. Now, Rameyer says the only reason we don't make this woman Anita when she didn't check is because she was in the state of fear.
It's not halacha
Moshe Messina. It's a physical. Well, the halacha Moshe Messina is a Vesta's Zeraisa. And Rameyer is saying that physical things can change that. Exactly. So therefore, we can say pregnancy changes in the world. That's all he's trying to prove. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Maisa b'machba. Machba's pachet karkum. Karkum means a siege. Oy listim, or robbers. Alma vestas arise to achieve a digi harada. Hachanami b'muberes, hoya with the melus, v'am misulakin tahira. Since her blood is removed, she's tahira. So the proof is a good proof. That's all. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Tana Rabbanan. This is where the test is up to. This is where I figured I'd get up to. I'm 10 minutes off. Tana Rabbanan. Meinika shemeis bena b'toich esivar b'chaydish. A nursing woman, this is a mach, we had this in the Mishnah, right? We had in the Mishnah machloikas, a nursing woman who lost her child, is she considered a mesalekas damim? The mayor said in the Mishnah that she is not considered a mesalekas damim, she's a regular woman, and the Rabbanan said that she's still considered a nursing woman. For 24 months, right. That we had in the Mishnah. So now we are proceeding. The Brisa is going to be the same machloik. Tana Rabbanan Menika Shemeis Bena B'Teich Esavar B'Chedesh. A Menika that her son died within 24 months. Harika Cholan Lashim. She's like a regular woman. I always talk 24 hours, but the truth is if she had a Bedika closer, she doesn't have to go back before that Bedika. L'Fichu Kamaisa Menikasai. There's a cooler that comes out. One of the women nurses her baby till 4 years. She's still nursing. Nursing makes it Mesalekas Damim. No limit on time. No minimum, no maximum. As long as she's nursing, she's Mesalekas Damim. The baby can be 5, and she's still nursing him, she doesn't have to worry about the 24 hours. Even if she sees a period, she doesn't have to worry about the 24 hours. Divir Remeir. Reb Yehuda Reb Yaitzi Reb Shimon Aymrim. Dayan Shaitan Kol Esavar B'Chedesh. It goes 24 months. Whether she nurses or whether she doesn't nurse. And at 24 months, she loses her status of Mesalekas Damim. And we don't care whether she's still nursing or not. And we don't care if she stopped nursing before. The Vichas Amay Mekasa Arba B'Chamash Shonim. Matama Meislais. Mekidu Lepkidu. Now the Gemara explains the Machlok. Kishatim Tzolaymer. When you look at it, you will say the following explanation. The Divir Rameyer, Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov. According to Rameyer, what happens in a body, and the Schwab is not here to tell me whether what medicine says today, because I really don't care. Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov. The blood becomes thick and to milk. Meaning the blood that would have been the Dam Nidus makes milk in her body. And therefore, as long as she's using her milk, the blood doesn't function as blood. And therefore, she's Mesalekas Damim as long as she nurses. She stops nursing, the process stops, and therefore it stops.
So she doesn't ovulate?
That's what it's saying. The Divrei Reb Yaisi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, a Varam is sparking. What happens birth, it makes the limbs, the sparking,
shaky.
And therefore, her health doesn't return fully till 24 months, and part of her health is the development of periods. Her body doesn't ovulate because her body is thrown off. And it doesn't make a difference whether she's physically nursing or not physically nursing. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. It depends on the nurturing of the child. The blood thickens and becomes milk. He died, back to the way it was. If she was nursing, that's the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yaisi. It's enough. Because of the pain of childbirth. It's interesting. It's the pain that causes it, not the actual childbirth. It's interesting that Rashi says that. Her limbs shake up. It makes no difference whether he's dead or alive. What? That's what it says. Tsar later. I said, I'm just pointing out the Rashi doesn't say later does it. It's Tzar later that does it. Now this halacha has changed. Because today, the Messias has changed. Women don't go 24 months without a period, even if they do nurse. They get their period early. Now, when they nurse, it keeps the period from developing. Right? Women that don't want to become pregnant right away, they don't want to practice birth control, for whatever reason, I'm not getting about halacha, right? They nurse. So therefore, it prevents pregnancy. The reason it prevents pregnancy is because it prevents ovulation. That's why it prevents pregnancy. And therefore, when they stop nursing, they'll see periods very shortly afterwards. And when they nurse, it doesn't guarantee them to go. Some women go a little longer, some women go shorter, but it doesn't guarantee selective dhamim anymore. That's the physical facts today. Anyway, we don't do dayashaita, we have no taras. The whole halacha of dayashaita is not engaged. And nobody's saying it's not a period. If you see the period, it's a period. Only question is, do we go back 24 hours or not? 24 hours or not? That's the whole gemara here. We're not dealing with whether she's a nida or not. She sees a period, she's a nida. Everybody's having a wonderful day and a wonderful